Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah. On the line with us is the amazing and incredible Ray Dittiger of NBC Sports Philadelphia. How you doing, Ray?
Morning, Ange.
Hey, Ray, I've been doing a lot of research because my memory, I guess, isn't that great anymore. Mm-hmm. And about the first tour of duty of Nick Foles in Philadelphia.
You're right.
He was very successful here, got injured, and never really got a chance to come back out. Is that the way you remember it?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I thought exactly that. I mean, he had the, I mean, historic, really, 2013 season.
Right.
And then the next year he was the starting quarterback, and then was playing very well. I think the team was like 6-2 or something when he got hurt again.
Yeah.
And then you know, then Sanchez came in and everything kind of went to hell. But you know, Nick's time, and at the end of that year, then he gets traded. So, when I look back on Nick Foles, I think that there was certainly a lot more good than the other thing. I thought that he played very well. That's why I'm not quite as depressed or fatalistic about where this team sits right now.
Well, Ray, after he left here, I know he ended up in St. Louis because they traded him in the Bradford deal. And then he ended up the next year in KC where he rejoined Doug Peterson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever exhibit any of the potential he did from the big 2013 season here?
Well, no, that was the peak of it. I mean, that was a season that's, that was as good as, that was as good as any Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers year, at least statistically. But, I mean, it's not as if he completely fell apart. Now, the St. Louis situation is a whole different situation. I mean, you've seen what's happened out there, what that team, what that coaching staff has done to other quarterbacks. Case Keenum, who's had a great year this year in Minnesota. Remember, he was in St. Louis last year, and nobody thought he could play even a little bit.
Wow.
And now people are talking about him taking his team to the Super Bowl. So, it was just a bad situation out there. You saw what it did to Goff. And, you know, and Nick got sucked down in the same vortex. But he showed signs of coming around last year. He didn't get to play a whole lot in Kansas City. But when he did have a chance to play, he played pretty well. And I think the most relevant thing is what you saw on Sunday, was when you saw him put in this in what was a very, very tough situation on the road against a quality team, with your team having fallen behind in the fourth quarter and just lost their starting quarterback. I mean, there's, you know, to step into that situation and then perform the way he performed in that game, you know, coming in cold, taking the team down, driving them down to kick one field goal, then getting the ball back and kicking another field goal. And then the third possession, you know, when you've got the lead, but the critical thing is you want to just take some time off the clock, he converts the huge third down pass to Aguilar. I mean, considering the way he came into the game, the circumstances he inherited, and the fact that he hadn't played basically all year, I thought it was a remarkably poised performance, and that's really all you're asking for this week. I mean, nobody's asking him to come in and be Carson Wentz. I mean, nobody's saying, you know, any more than people asked Jeff Hostetler to come in and be Phil Sims in 1990. All you got to do is come in and be yourself. Don't make mistakes, and if the team is good enough, and I think this team is good enough, you can keep winning.
But here's the thing, right? So he comes in Sunday, and I'm saying to myself, well, we're screwed. You know, the disappointment of Wentz is overwhelming at that point. And then you're right. He gets him down for the two field goals. That throw to Aguilar that cemented the win, right, Ray?
Mm-hmm.
That was a big-time throw by somebody who's good. In other words, that first of all, to call that play is rife with disaster, right? I mean, you're throwing it in the middle of the field. There's two defenders around. He's fitting it in a window, and the guy's actually going to his knees to get the ball. Ray, doesn't that say to you that maybe this guy's better than we remember him being?
Oh, sure. I felt that way all along. Yeah. I mean, if you look around the league, you look at the 32 teams, and at any point in the year, you try to assess their backup quarterback situation. Like, what would happen with this team if you had to go from number one to number two, and you ranked the backup quarterbacks? I mean, Nick would have been pretty much at the top, I think. I mean, most teams have backup quarterbacks where, yeah, it's exactly what you described, that if we have to go to him, our season's over. I mean, truly, that's the way it is with most teams. I never felt that way with Nick because he's been here before. When he's had the opportunity to perform, he's certainly been, I think, good to really good most of the time. He's a guy that I think understands his role here right now. I think he's been a really good mentor and sounding board for Wentz. He's a total team guy. When he was the starting quarterback here, the guys on the team all responded to him and they all liked him. He had their respect. And he's had the opportunity to play in the postseason. And, you know, the one game he played under Chip, the one postseason game against the Saints, he played pretty good.
Yes,
you know,
he did.
And had the team in position to win with, like, 3 minutes to go. And then, you know, the defense gave it away. But, I mean, he did everything he could to win the game. So, I mean, if you assess him on the scale of the other backup quarterbacks in the league, I think he's as good as there was out there.
I'm very excited about this now. I not like I would be if it was Wentz, but I feel pretty decent about the situation. But here's the problem, all right, Ray? If they were to go up to New York and play a bad game and somehow lose to a 2-11 team, that would have catastrophic effects on the team psyche and on the city psyche. Is there much of a chance they could go up there and blow this?
I don't think so.
No,
I really don't see it. I mean, the Giants last week to me looked like a team that they're just playing out the string.
Good.
All the circumstances were there for them to actually kind of have a bounce back emotional kind of game. I mean, coming home, you know, they restore Eli to the quarterback position. First game under Spagnuolo as head coach. I mean, you would think if they were going to get any juice back in their season, it would have been there last Sunday, and I didn't see any of that. So, I mean, to me, they look like they're 2-11 on merit. I mean, they're just not a very good team. So, I mean, the Eagles could go up there and play poorly. I mean, that could happen on any given week. And you're right. I think if the Eagles went up to New York and managed to lose to that team, yeah, then I think the mood of the city would be really, really gloomy. On Monday, when I talked to you, when you were still on the coast, the mood of the city that day was funereal. I mean, it was the people here. I mean, the city was in mourning. It really was.
Yep.
And I kind of got the feeling by Tuesday, people were coming around. People were feeling okay about things. I mean, they weren't happy about it, but they were feeling kind of okay. I think we can still do this. And I give a lot of credit to Peterson. I thought that his press conference on Monday, you know, kind of the way he presented this. The kind of leadership I thought that he showed at that press conference, I think it certainly lifted the fan base, and I think it probably lifted his own team.
I think you read it exactly right there, Ray. I really do. I think, you know what, and it kind of mirrors the way I felt. Monday, funereal. Tuesday, Wednesday, you know what? Let's see how this plays out. Thursday, I can't wait for the next game.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so
I mean, just think about this. I mean, seven Super Bowls have been won by backup quarterbacks.
Yep. So Mark Farzetta was doing the research on that. He already had it in his head, Mark. Is that amazing?
It actually probably came from Ray because I got it from NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Yeah, seven have done this and won the Super Bowl, right, Ray?
Yeah. So not just gotten there, but won it, actually.
It is possible. So
sure.
And Ray, if it were to happen, and please, I'm talking now to a author and one of the great columnists of all time. Ray, it would rank, if somehow they won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles this year, one of the greatest, if not the greatest sports stories in the history of the city.
I can't think of a bigger one. I really can't. I guess the only ones that I would kind of put with it would be the Flyers' first Stanley Cup.
Yep.
You know,
going
back generations to say that. But, I mean, that was unexpected, and that was phenomenal, and that has turned the city on its ear. But, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean,
right.
If they were, first of all, it would be the first Super Bowl win for this franchise. And it would have been delivered in the most unexpected way.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I mean, it would be a It would be a tremendous story.
And you know
it
what else?
It is by no means impossible. It really isn't.
And you know what Joe Wachter said to me, our producer? He said, then we would actually have a quarterback controversy. How cool would that be?
No, you won't.
Anyway. All right, without further ado, Eagles at Giants Sunday, 1 o'clock. Who's going to win?
I think the Eagles will win this one. I don't even think it's going to be close.
Nice.
I'm going to say 24-13.
24-13. We will take it. Ray, thank you as always, my friend. We'll be discussing that win next Monday.
I look forward to it.
Ray did you with some tremendous insights as always. 24-13. Here's the way I'm looking at it. If landing.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.